Section 2. Diverse Groups in the Georgia Colony. In the spring of 1734, James Oglethorpe went to England, taking with him Tomochichi and other American Indians. They were very popular there during the 4 months they stayed, even meeting the royal family and the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Church of England. Oglethorpe used his time in England to advertise the Georgia colony, raise money, and prepare for the colony's future defense. When he returned to Georgia in 1736, Oglethorpe brought cannons and other weapons for defense. Also on this return voyage were two new Church of England ministers for the colony, brothers John and Charles Wesley. Born in Epworth in England, John and Charles graduated from Christ Church College of Oxford University. Other members of the Church of England began to call them Methodist because of the methodical way they tried to live a holy life. At that time, Georgia was considered a frontier in need of missionary services. John became a missionary and hoped to work with the American Indians and perhaps convert some to the Christian faith. Charles came with his brother to Georgia, working as a secretary for Oglethorpe and serving as a pastor at Fort Frederica. John was the minister for the Savannah colonists at Christ Church. However, some colonists did not appreciate the strictness of religious life that both brothers tried to encourage. Charles returned to England in 1736. John stayed until 1738. After returning to England, John had a spiritual experience at a religious meeting. Charles had a similar experience. This led them to become traveling preachers. Charles expressed his religious passion through preaching and writing hundreds of hymns. Although the brothers did not intend to found a new religious group, Methodism grew as a separate and highly influential one in Georgia. Jewish settlers. Only a few months after the colony began, a ship carrying 42 Jews arrived unexpectedly from England. The Jewish community in London had paid for their voyage, although they had not asked the trustees for permission to come. The trustees, who wanted Protestant Christians in the colony, did not like the idea of the Jews living in Georgia. However, the colony's only doctor and about 20 colonists had died due to a fever, and among the Jews was Dr. Samuel Nunez. In need of a physician, Oglethorpe decided the Jews could stay and granted them land lots. Dr. Nunez was able to save the lives of some of the victims of the fever that was killing so many Georgians. The Salzburgers. In some parts of Europe, people were persecuted for their religion. In Europe in the 1700s, citizens of a country were required to belong to the religion established by the government. In some areas and countries, Roman Catholics were in power. In other areas, Protestant Christians of various denominations were in charge. The British tolerated different religious groups, but they did not allow total religious freedom. Those who were not members of the Church of England were under certain restrictions, and their taxes were used to support the government-established religion. In other places in Europe, those who did not practice the official religion faced persecution. The German-speaking Lutherans who lived in and near Salzburg in Central Europe were an example of a persecuted people. A supporter, the Reverend Samuel Erlsberger, contacted the trustees, who agreed to allow them to become colonists. The first Salzburgers arrived in 1734. Oglethorpe gave them land to settle about 25 miles up the Savannah River. They called the site Ebenezer, which means Stone of Help. The first site turned out to be too swampy, so 2 years later they asked for and received better land. They called this town New Ebenezer. There they built a church, school, orphanage, and mills. Under the leadership of their minister, John Martin Bolsius, the Salzburgers became hard-working colonists. The Salzburgers were successful farmers who were happy in New Ebenezer with their 50-acre grants. They supported the law against slavery and the trustees' vision of small farms. They were the colonists most dedicated to producing silk. They were grateful to the trustees for giving them a new life, where they could practice their Lutheran faith without persecution, so they defended the trust and its policies. The Highland Scots. Oglethorpe himself recruited one of the groups who came to settle in the Georgia colony. Since the relationship between Great Britain and Spain was so tense, Oglethorpe was concerned about Georgia's defense and whether a war would break out. To have colonists who could serve as soldiers in the south of the colony, Oglethorpe recruited men from the Highlands of Scotland. The men of these Scottish clans had a reputation for being good soldiers and fighters. Many of these Highland Scots settled in the town of Darien near the abandoned Fort King George. They helped build other forts on George's islands. They also fought in the Battle of Bloody Marsh. The Malcontents. Some Georgia colonists became unhappy with the trustees' policies and laws. The Rum Act, for example, which banned the use of rum, was often ignored. By the early 1740s, no one tried to enforce it. Before they left England, some colonists objected to the rule that women could not inherit land. Men thought it was not fair that they might work hard to clear and plant land and build houses that would be given to the trust if they had no male heirs. They also worried about what would happen to their widows and daughters. The trustees had to agree to consider allowing women to inherit. The colonists were also frustrated that grapes, olives, and mulberry trees did not grow well in coastal Georgia after all. Some of the strongest complainers were labeled malcontents. Most of the malcontents were Scottish settlers who had paid their own passage and did not like the trustees' land policies. By 1738, they had become more organized and sent a petition to Great Britain calling for changes. They especially did not want to be limited to 500 acres. They knew that plantations in South Carolina made high profits because they could grow rice. Rice required not only many acres of land, but also many workers. A small farmer with only 50 acres could not grow it profitably. The malcontents pressured the trust to allow enslaved people in order to increase the labor force.